where you went out there, took your time, and made a really good video.
Yeah.
And tonight, a lot of these videos then slowly become films, and then they become filmmakers, and then they are honored at this one ceremony. You might have heard of it. It's called the Oscars.
No, I don't know.
This is basically, it's been going for a couple of years, right? And anyone who's ever been part of the film industry in all aspects gets honored by this lovely gold statue called an
Oscar. I just thought I'd let you know.
And so what we've done is, because we are big film buffs.
So are you.
That's why you're
part of this. Preeti's a massive film
buff. So what we got is, on the line as well, we've got Silas Ram from Asian Culture Vulture, who is going to help us go through some of the nominations before the end of the show, and we're going to have a prediction.
Let's go.
And then next week we're going to see how close we get to the winning. Hello, Silas.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, how are you guys?
We're really good,
but we want to start off with the Oscars now, right?
Sure.
Now, let's start with Best Film. What is the nominations for Best Film? So, Silas, our guest here in the studio can hear it, and we can give our predictions.
So I'll go through the nominations.
Please. Then.
There's American Sniper, Birdman, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and Whiplash.
Okay, now, out of those films, Taz, what do you think is going to win the Best Picture?
I've seen Whiplash, and I love Whiplash.
Really?
Right. Yeah, I've seen Whiplash, and well, I hope that wins. I really do hope that
so
wins.
So, just because you haven't seen... Just because that's the only one you've seen?
I've seen American Sniper as well.
Right.
Not bad.
So you went with the Whiplash.
What it is, as from a musician point of view, you know, that's a brilliant film.
That's right. That's good, because you've got to have your perspective.
Yeah.
I think,
and I love Whiplash.
And Pretty for yourself? For you, it's Theory of Everything.
Love the movie.
Yes. Theory of Everything.
Yep.
And, I disagree.
It's all right. I disagree. That's my opinion.
It's okay-ish Sunday afternoon viewing.
Don't you dare say that. Eddie Redmayne's going to win, I think. But
Silas, what is your stand on that one?
I'd love Selma to win it, really.
Mm-hmm. I think
Selma as well.
Now, I think that everyone's got missing the point here. About a Boy. No, the Boy.
Boyhood,
yeah.
Is an achievement in itself. 12 years in the making, and it's come to, you know, it's done an amazing job of telling you about everyday life in a more entertaining way over a 12-year period, condensing that into 3 hours,
I think is an achievement. It's an incredible achievement, he's managed to do, the director, Richard Linklater. Very original, and he'd really pulled it off.
So I reckon, for Best Picture, for myself, it's going to be that one. What about you?
Silas, which one do you think will win?
No, I think I'd love Selma to win, but...
Okay.
It could be... It might well be Boyhood.
Thank you very much.
Right, we shall see.
Shay, let's see.
Okay, for me, Boyhood. I've been raving about that for months. And what's the? Let's talk about Best Actor nomination and Best Actress nomination.
Yeah, well, you've got Steve Carroll, Bradley Cooper, Benedict Cumberbatch, Michael Keaton, Eddie Redmayne, and in the actresses, you've got Marion Cotillard, Felicity Jones, Julianne Moore, Rosamund Pike, and Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, so now. Let's go with the Best Actor. Who do you think, Taz?
All day long, Steve Carell. I think he smashed it.
In Foxcatcher.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
A British.
I think Eddie Redmayne is going to win it. There's no two ways about it.
I'm going with my wife. I think Eddie is going to do it, because I think the Oscars do enjoy a film where they've changed their form in that film. He does it in droves. We've got Dotton who's walking.
Yes, hello, Dotton. Now, Dotton's going to be on straight after us. So, Dotton, if you want to come to this mic over here... This one over here, there we go.
By the way, before you say anything, Rajasthan.
Yeah. Yes.
Rajasthan.
That's where your daughter's gone.
Ah,
it's taken you 3 weeks to find out where your daughter's gone, honestly.
You know, she's back now. She's had an amazing time.
Did she enjoy
amazing
Rajasthan?
2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
She started off where the Taj Mahal is.
Okay.
Flew into Delhi and she's been in Rajasthan.
Can you tell her from me, I now no longer like her because she's seen more of my homeland than I have. And that
she's
really
more
does depress
more
me.
More of the world than I have. You know. This is a school trip, you know.
Sorry. We digress because our man here, he's just so entertaining. But can you give us the nominations for the ladies, the leading ladies, quickly.
The best actress, or are you talking about supporting?
Best actress.
Yeah.
Best
actress. Marion Cotillard, Felicity Jones, Julianne Moore, Rosamund Pike, and Reese Witherspoon.
Taz, quickly, before we run out of time.
I don't know, it could be Reese Witherspoon or Mary...
Which one are you going with?
I don't know, there's quite a few. What's the name? Mary...
I don't know.
For Selma, is it?
For Selma. No, I think it's going to be Julianne Moore. I say Julianne Moore. Who do you say, Sonny?
I'm going with Julianne Moore. Yeah.
I'm staying out of this. I'm staying out of it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You'll be able to get